With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled Compassion Begets Compassion via video conference with our association members from Sydney Centre, Australia on August 17, 2008.
Master, I have three more questions. Although many people are aware of the urgencies of the matters, however, when talking to them, they are more concerned about their own immediate problems that they are facing in their daily life, how to awaken their senses.
As I said before, you just give them facts and let them think about it.
Right.
It's very difficult to tell people to change immediately. Some people can, if they are already almost in that level of consciousness. Just one word of you, they change immediately. Some people are not there yet. They're a little bit in the lower level, so it takes them some time to think. Remember how difficult it is to teach your children at home. You have to tell them again, again and again. So we just have to be patient and hope for the best. To be patient. All right, love?
Thank you, Master. The government is the organization that represents the people and the mass of the population. There are those who can encourage the whole population to change, and they can really make the change. How to approach them and spread the message besides sending them the emails and letters?
Yes, it seems you are frustrated, huh?
Yes, Master. I think we're all voting for the government, and the government is the one who actually can make the huge difference.
I know. But are they not doing anything in your country?
Yes, they're doing, but I don't know whether they have done enough.
Well, check it out on the government website and observe the movement of the people to see if anything has been done to your liking. Yeah, I understand. It's a kind of slow way. I am also amazed sometimes, you know, because originally they told me that governments are the employees of the people. Yes, in Vietnam they say government officials are the servants of the people. The government originally should be the people employees because the people are paying them for it. And I selected them to work for the people, but mostly the people are more afraid of the government. It is a topsy-turvy situation. Huh? If you have employees, your employees should be respectful and do whatever you wish and be a little afraid of you. But the government supposed to be the employee of the people, but they don't do what the people want, and very difficult to get in touch with them. So you try your best and to talk to them in whatever way you can. If you're lucky, miracle might happen. You can talk to them. I mean, the one who really decide, and the top one, huh? If you just talk to the secretary of the office of the prime minister of the assistance of the assistance of the assistance of the assistance, then we have a long way to go. You try your best, all right? The governments of the world already are aware of the dire situation of our planet. I think most of them know. So I hope they will act as soon as possible and on time to save themselves as well as the people.
The last one I have is there ought to be the way to wake up the whole population. Maybe the catastrophes are the only messages to shake up the people mindset and habit and for the world to change.
We are doing what we can already, sweetheart. It's up to the people now. It's up to the people now. Especially it's up to the government and the media to help to alleviate the situation. If they don't turn into the compassionate way of life, then I don't know what else to do. The law of cause and retribution has to take place, no matter we like it or not. Just the same like in the law in your country, yeah? If you kill, you'll be in prison or even dead. Well, the law of the universe is similar. Killing will beget killing and suffering. There's no escape from that. And we are trying to let people know this, to remind them the law of the universe, to remind them of their true, great, compassionate, loving self. And now it's up to people. Yeah, we continue to do that. And we wait. Just doing what we're doing and be patient. Okay, love? I wish I have a magic wand, you know, and wave it around and hoopla, everybody become vegetarian, planet is saved. But it's not like that. They have to awaken themselves. They have to practice compassion. Then the compassion will beget compassion. Love will beget love. If I force them to become vegetarian, that's not the same. You get it?
I understand.
Yes. Very good. I know you understand, but I explain a little bit more in case somebody else don't understand. Yeah, the thing is, they have to do it themselves. So that their compassion, their love in their heart will beget the compassion from heaven, beget the love of heaven. And that's how it works. Yeah? Suppose I save all the people on this planet right now. Suppose I could do that. Would you like me to do it?
Yes, please.
You would, of course. Fine. I would also. But the thing is, what will happen to our planet? Think about it. They will continue warring with each other. They will continue to massacre en masse the animals. They will continue to be living in not the noble way. What's good of this planet to exist like that? It's like hell for the mass of animals and other people in the war conflict zone is like hell. So for people to be awakened, to be compassionate and noble, that is more important. And then the planet will be saved by itself. I know you're concerned, me too. But this is the only way, it's the correct way.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. Because I love human, but I love animals as well. And I love the human to be more elevated now and hereafter. Because if they're just thinking, oh, nothing happening, even if we continue to live our wicked way, continue to kill and do anything that is no good, and we still live and happily, and so why not? You understand me, honey? And that's no good for them, because life continues after their life. Finish here, their life will continue elsewhere. And if their merit is no good, if they have bad karma, after they die, they will get even worse retribution. So I don't want that to happen to them also. So rescuing their physical life is not as important as saving their souls.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Martha.
Hello.
This is a particularly Australian problem, I think. Australians, we find, are very cautious about spiritual groups that they haven't heard of before because our name is new to them. They are often less open to our very important vegetarian message because of this. So I was wondering if you could please advise us on how we can go about presenting the flyers and this information in the best way to make them the most open-minded and the most open-hearted to the message.
The people are not all that ignorant. Some are, but some are not. The United Nations already informed them, and the scientists already informed them. It's all black and white on all the websites, on all the television and newspaper now, here and there you find it. So if people don't believe in the UN and the scientists, and not because they are a spiritual group, not that UN are unknown to people, they just make excuses not to change. In that case, just let them be. We present the fact with all our heart, with all our concern for the planet and for their sake. What else can we do? They don't trust the UN, they don't trust the scientists. We are only relaying the message from UN, from scientists even. And only we put our website or name there in case they want to know further information, that we could further help them. We are not forcing them to believe or anything. We just give them information, very objective. And in that case, if they still don't want to listen, then just let them be.
I was hoping you could help us because I so much want them to be open to the information.
I am helping you. I'm helping them.
Very much.
Yes. That's why I'm doing all this. I am helping. But we can only offer help, and it's up to the people to accept it or not.
Thank you, Master, for your inspiration.
It's not easy, love. I understand that. And I understand that you are very eager to want to push on with this and to help to make people understand quick, so that they will help the planet and help themselves. I understand all that. But this is the physical planet. We are in the wrong place, but we will make it right. That's what it is.
Thank you very much, Master.
You are happy, I hope?
Yes, much happier now. Thank you.
Never mind the attitude, love. Never mind your mood. Just do it. Continue. And if it helps them, bravo and good. If it doesn't help them, well, at least it helps you, because you become more compassionate. By doing this, you will earn yourself a higher place in heaven, because you worry now about other people. You want to save lives. That is also about you. Understand, my love?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, love. Don't worry about the outcome. You have to do your best. I am also helping you. I'm doing all the best I can. I even design new clothes with the world. Save the world. And I'm a vegan and green.
You look very beautiful, Master.
Well, not just beautiful. I save the world. I am a vegan. I'm green. So, I am truly doing everything I can. I'm doing everything I can, even my clothes, my purse, everything is now, I make it all clear. Wherever I go, that is that. I carry the message on my body even. I also distribute flyers wherever I can. I give to whomever possible. So, you know, I'm really helping you and helping the world also. I'm not just talking, huh? All right, love. We're working together. You're never alone, don't worry.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in next Friday for part 3 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion, Compassion Begets Compassion. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.